This isn't a traditional sermon this morning. Instead, it's an exercise meant to help us practice listening to God through Scripture. This is something we ideally practice with others because none of us can hear God unfiltered. Everything we hear is filtered through our own biases, our own assumptions, worldview, language, and the like. When we listen with others in the context of Christian community, particularly if those others don't share our particular filters, we will have greater clarity about what God is communicating. The filters won't color things quite so much. This morning, we're going to focus on Luke 5, 1 to 11, listening for God's voice. I'll walk us through step by step. You may want to have a paper and pen handy or some other way of noting things as we go. Listen as I read the passage. One day, as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've been working hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. I'm going to read this passage again. This time, rather than us standing outside the story as observers of its events, we're going to be invited to step into it with our imaginations. One day, as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. As you stand by that lake, can you feel the breeze on your face? Can you feel the warmth of the Mediterranean Sea? Can you hear the crowd around you? Is it noisy? Is it hushed, waiting for Jesus to speak? Is anyone even aware that Jesus is in the crowd with them? Who else is in the crowd? Are you there with family, friends, strangers? What does it smell like in that crowd by the water? Are you uncomfortable surrounded by so many people? Is anyone masked? Jesus saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Where are you as this is happening? Are you in the crowd? Can you see Jesus clearly, or is he distant and blurred? Perhaps move now from the crowd into the boat with Jesus. What does the crowd look like from that place? How does it feel to be this close to Jesus? Then Jesus sat down and taught the people from the boat. What does Jesus' voice sound like? Does he have a deep bass? Is it more of a tenor? Does he speak with lots of emotion and expression, or is he more even spoken? Do you have to strain to hear him speak, or is his voice loud and clear? What is Jesus' teaching like? What kind of teacher is he? Who does he remind you of? When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." You've been up all night, casting out your huge nets and hauling them back in again, over and over and over, and you have nothing to show for it. How do you feel? Are you exhausted? Frustrated? Maybe you're freshly invigorated by Jesus' teaching? What is it about Jesus that makes you agree to try again with the nets just because he said so? When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. What are you feeling? Can you feel the water under your boat? What's it like to feel that your boat is sinking because it's so heavy? Look at Jesus in the midst of all this. What kind of expression is on his face? Is he calm and serene? Is he laughing? Is he helping you haul in the nets? Is he sitting there just watching you do the work? When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. How does Simon Peter's words resonate with you? "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Do you feel the same way? Do you feel his pain, his fear? Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. How did those words of Jesus sound to you in that boat, having just experienced such a miracle? As we read through the story this time, was there anything that surprised you? Was there any particular part that grabbed at your imagination? Are there questions that rose up in you as we listened and imagined ourselves in the story? I'd like you to take a few minutes now to reflect on those questions. What grabbed you? What questions were raised up for you? How did it surprise you? And now I'm going to read the passage one more time. And as you listen, is there anything else that grabs your attention? Are there any more questions that are raised, or are your previous questions answered? Again, just make note of this as we go. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. In a moment, you'll be invited to join into a small group of two or three people. This may be scary, it may feel risky. Please take the risk. This part is so important as we seek to hear from God. We don't listen in isolation, just like we don't journey as Jesus' followers in isolation. Here's what I'd like you to do in your groups. First, share with the others in the group whatever it was that grabbed your imagination, that struck you, that raised questions for you. These are the clues that God is speaking. And so just share whatever they were. Each time someone shares, in between the sharing, the others in the group will reflect back briefly in your own words what it was that you heard the person share. This isn't meant to be an evaluation or a dialogue. It's just meant to ensure that there's clarity and understanding, that we each understand what the other person is heard, what grabbed them, all of those things. Once everybody has shared and it's all been reflected back, I want you to go through the group again, talking about what it might be that God is saying to you through this scripture passage this morning. All of those things that grabbed you, the questions that were raised, what is it that God is saying to you? It might be helpful for you to do this more in a dialogue rather than just one person speaking, because it might be helpful for others to offer insights that they might have based on what they heard you share earlier. Take however long you need to do this. Over the coming week, I'd like to encourage you to continue practicing listening to God through Scripture. This week, try using Luke 7, 36 to 50, and doing with it just like we did this morning with Luke 5. Instead of just in one sitting, though, engage with the passage every day. You may want to break it up into parts, into smaller chunks. Figure out whatever is most helpful for you. And just like last week, connect with someone else who's also practicing it this week. Share your experiences with each other. You might even want to set a time each day when you do this with another person, or do it on your own and then connect at the end of the week in the same way that we connected in our small groups this morning. However you need to do it, please practice listening to God through Scripture.